The Murli of 25-11-68 was in progress. In the register number 5, page 104. Baba always says there is no harm in drinking milk, tea and so on. You should follow the method according to the time. You purify the entire world only through the remembrance of the Father. There is no question of purifying the entire world by eating and drinking. But it doesn't mean that you don't have yoga power, and yet on top of that you eat and drink improperly. What will be the result then? The stage will fall down even more. It is correct that the food can be purified through the remembrance as well as the entire world can be purified. The five elements can be purified too. But then that stage is required as well. So you should follow the method according to the time. You have to keep visiting someone while living in the household path. You have also to have the work in godly service done through someone. Well, if you have to have the work done through someone and if you dissatisfy him, if you don't eat or drink anything and if you become very strict, then the work of divine service which you have to have done will not be possible.
तो बाबा का बमना नहीं करते हैं इतना किसका पानी भी नहीं पियो.
So Baba never forbids. Don't even drink water from anyone.
अगर ब्राह्मण कुल के हैं,
if they belong to the Brahmin clan,
तो उनके हाथ काटो. चलना चाहिए.
Then anything prepared through their hands should be okay.
Brahmana kul nahi.
If they don't belong to the Brahmin clan, weakness will appear in you. Brahmin means pure.
Brahmana arthat jo baap ke bartan par chalne wala.
The Brahmin meaning the one who follows the words of the Father.
Brahma Bhagwan Chavali hai, so jo Brahma Mukhse bole, wo karna pade.
If you are the mouth-born progeny of Brahma, then you will have to do whatever Brahma says through the mouth.
Brahma kul walon ke paas bhi pani tak bhi nahi peete. Aise bhi hamare paas bachche hain.
We also have such children who don't even drink water at the place of those belonging to the Brahmin clan. She says, I am a Brahmani, female. I have prepared the food with my own hands, yet they don't take it.
दिल में कितना नाराज होती होगी।
They don't even drink water. Then, in her heart, she would be so displeased. They make someone sorrowful. They make them displeased. Baba doesn't say make someone displeased. If you considered yourself to be someone who is higher of the advanced party and considered them to be lower, and didn't accept the hospitality of some Brahmani, so that Brahmani will be displeased, won't she? She may think, these are very egoistic. Do not make the others displeased in this way. We are the decoration of the Brahmin clan. We shouldn't make anyone displeased. There are also such very good children who have climbed on Baba's heart. They too become displeased. They say, we have made the food with our own hands, yet they don't take it. They don't even take fruits. That is too much, isn't it? This is called ego, body consciousness. The father doesn't give such teaching. The father says, while living in the household, you will certainly have to visit officers, friends. They will offer food or drinks. When someone comes here as well, you treat them, don't you? You should keep them contented. You shouldn't go to the extreme, that is, too much. Otherwise, your reputation will be destroyed. A student is asking what too much means. Too much means you shouldn't show a lot of ego that you are very pure. Then defamation takes place. Look at the Brahma Kumaris, they show so much stubbornness. Even if someone serves them food with love, they don't eat. Even the father eats. And then the children go a step ahead of him. Many come and feed Baba with love.
So Baba
eats. Baba feeds many too. He feeds them a mouthful, that is kitti. He also makes them drink tea with his hands. However, so many won't be able to eat a mouthful. They can't drink tea either.
Baba.
From whom? From Baba. That is why he stopped doing it. Day by day, they, that is the children, will keep increasing in number. As for the rest, children, you must be very sweet.
बात कहते हैं कि सभी एक दो को नफरत से मिलेंगे।
Moreover, the father says, never look at each other with hatred.
बाप तो बच्चों के लिए कुछ भी कहेंगे।
The father himself may say anything to the children.
लेकिन तुम नफरत से कोई को नहीं देखना।
But you don't look at anyone with hatred.
बाप का तो काम है सुधारना।
The father's work is to reform the children.
तुम्हारा काम कोई को शिक्षा देना या सुधारना? सुधारना नहीं।
It is not your work to teach or reform anyone.
बड़े भाई का काम है छोटे भाई को सुधारना।
It is the task of the elder brother to reform the younger brother.
इसका मतलब?
What does it mean?
वो किसी को सुधारता है।
If someone reforms someone else,
तो वो अपने को क्या समझता है?
What does he consider himself to be?
क्या हम बड़े भाई?
He considers, I am an elder brother.
अपने मुंह में मिठू।
You are flattering yourself.
कैसे पता चला कि तुम बड़े भाई हो? माला में ऊपर नंबर आने वाला है।
How did you come to know that you are the elder brother, that you are going to attain a higher number in the rosary?
और जिसको सुधार रहे हो उसका नीचे नंबर आने वाला है।
And that the number of the one whom you are reforming is going to be lower?
वो रिजल्ट निकल गया।
Has any result come out?
तो बड़े भाई का काम है छोटे भाई को सुधारना।
So the task of the elder brother is to reform the younger brother.
समझाना पड़े।
He will have to explain. There is no question of slapping etc. at all.
समझाना होता है।
You have to explain.
ऐसी चलो कि दास दासियां जाकर बन पड़ेंगे।
You will become servants and maids because of this behavior.
किसके लिए बताया?
For whom was it said?
बाप किसके लिए कही? कौन बड़ा भाई?
For whom was this said? Who is the elder brother?
बड़ा भाई कौन है? नहीं पता।
Don't you know who the elder brother is?
प्रजापिता बड़ा भाई है।
Someone must have said Prajapita. Is Prajapita the elder brother?
वो पिता है प्रजा का।
Is he the father of the subjects?
या बड़ा भाई है।
Or is he the elder brother?
तो पिता है।
He is the father.
फिर बड़ा भाई कौन हुआ? बड़े भाई को दादा कहा जाता है।
Then who is the elder brother? The elder brother is called Dada.
हाँ, तो ब्रह्मा बाबा के लिए ये बात बताई।
A student, ब्रह्मा बाबा। Yes, so it was said for ब्रह्मा बाबा।
समझाना है उनको पड़े।
That he will have to explain.
अपराधी, लड़ाने की बात बड़े भाई के लिए नहीं है।
There is no question of slapping etc. for the elder brother.
बड़ा भाई छोटे भाई को थप्पड़ अगर मारता है।
If the elder brother slaps the younger brother,
इसका मतलब ला अपने हाथ में लेता है।
It means that he takes the law in his hands.
बड़ा भाई जैसे धर्मराज बाप बन गया।
It is as if the elder brother became the father Dharmaraj.
ब्रह्मा बाबा ने तो वैसे भी किसी को थप्पड़
आ
नहीं
ना। In fact, ब्रह्मा बाबा didn't slap anyone.
तो बोला है।
So it has been said.
ना अपने हाथ में नहीं लेना।
You mustn't take the law in your hands.
ना किसके हाथ में रहना चाहिए।
In whose hands should the law remain?
बाप धर्मराज के हाथ में।
In the hands of the father Dharmaraj.
किसी को दंड देना करना ये बाप का काम है।
It is the father's task to punish someone.
बच्चों का काम नहीं।
It is not the task of the children.
सावधानी दी जाती है कल्याण के।
A warning is given for benefit.
बच्चे कहाँ तंग करते हैं?
Sometimes if the children trouble.
बच्चे हैं कहाँ तंग करते हैं? सुधारने के लिए थप्पड़ लगा देते हैं।
If there are such children, sometimes if they trouble, people slap them to reform them.
कौन से बच्चे?
Which children? It was said for the worldly children that if they cause distress, if they don't obey, then to reform them you can slap them sometimes. This is not anger at all.
सुधारने के लिए लकड़ी भी मार देते हैं।
In order to reform the children, the teacher even strikes them with a stick.
रफीउल्ला,
isn't it like that? रफीउल्ला, a PBK brother.
तुम्हारा अंदर से लक्ष्य कोई खराब लक्ष्य नहीं है।
You don't have any bad aim from within.
ये कोई पाप नहीं बना।
You didn't commit any sin. Because the aim from within is that the child should reform.
तो ये भी क्रोध नहीं।
This is not anger either.
अब ये पोस्टमेल में लिखने की दरकार नहीं।
Now there is no need to write it in the पोता मेल।
मार से बच्चे सुधर जाते।
The children improve through beatings.
मार से बच्चे सुधर जाते हैं।
Through beatings the children improve.
कोई खास आदत होती है तो मार से सुधर जाते हैं।
If they have some particular habit, they improve through beatings.
यहाँ भी बच्चों को सुधारते रहते हैं। कौन?
Here as well, he keeps on reforming the children. Who?
यहाँ भी बच्चों को सुधारते रहते हैं बाप।
Here as well, the father keeps on reforming the children. Through what? Through beatings. The topic of beating is going on, isn't it? So here as well, the father keeps on reforming the children. With what? With beatings.
बाकी बड़े भाइयों को।
As for the rest, the elder brothers,
मैंने तो अपने को बड़ा भाई समझना नहीं।
First of all, you mustn't consider yourself to be the elder brother.
तो मारने की तो बात ही समझाना।
Then there is no question of beating at all. You have to explain.
दूसरी बात तो बड़ा भाई तो कौन है? ब्रह्मा।
The second issue is who is the elder brother? ब्रह्मा।
तो ब्रह्मा
अपन को बड़ा भाई समझते समझाते हैं। सो ब्रह्मा एक्सप्लेन्स आफ्टर कंसिडरिंग हिमसेल्फ टू बी द एल्डर ब्रदर।
बाकी मारना करना ये भाइयों का काम नहीं।
बिसाइड्स बीटिंग एंड सो ऑन इज नॉट द टास्क ऑफ द ब्रदर्स।
ये तो बाप धर्मदास का काम है। उदाहरण
टू रिफॉर्म इज द टास्क ऑफ द फादर धर्मराज।
उदाहरण कथनिका भाइयों ने नहीं लिया है।
द ब्रदर्स हैवन टेकन द कॉन्ट्रैक्ट ऑफ रिफॉर्मिंग।
किसने लिया है? बाप।
हु हैज टेकन इट? द फादर।
बैरू को धान कराने के लिए सुधारते।
ही रिफॉर्म्स द चिल्ड्रन टू मेक देम असिमिलेट द डिवाइन क्वालिटीज।
देवताओं जैसा गुलगुल बनना है।
यू हैव टू बिकम फ्लावर्स लाइक द डीटीज।
तो बच्चों को ऐसा स्ट्रिक्ट नहीं होना।
सो द चिल्ड्रन मजंट बी सो स्ट्रिक्ट।
क्या कहा?
वॉट वॉज सेड?
कैसा स्ट्रिक्ट?
स्ट्रिक्ट इन विच वे?
बच्चों को ऐसा स्ट्रिक्ट नहीं होना माना कैसा स्ट्रिक्ट?
द चिल्ड्रन मजंट बी सो स्ट्रिक्ट मीनिंग स्ट्रिक्ट इन विच वे?
हाँ
यस।
प्रजा पिता आपके हिसाब से क्या है चंद्रमा का?
So what is Prajapita from your point of view, Chandra Mata? A PBK mother. The student, I think in this way that what is the relationship with Prajapita? some other student is giving the answer. Are you Chandra Mata? Chandra Mata asks, with whom? Is it with Prajapita? Yes. What is the relationship of the children with Prajapita? Chandra Mata replies, of the father. It is the relationship of the father. So, there is no question of being the younger and the elder brother at all. It is because Prajapita is the father of the human souls. And from whom is this recognition obtained? Shiv Baba gives this recognition when he comes. A student, Baba, it was in one Murli, the elder brother and the younger brother. It was indeed there in the Murli, the elder brother, the younger brother. But who will be called the elder brother? Who among the human souls is the elder brother and who is the father? A student, Brahma, is the elder brother. The elder brother is Brahma. For this reason, what was he named? He was named Dada. Who is called Dada? The elder brother is called Dada. And the father is indeed the father. So, the father and the Dada. Until now, we understood that only the point is our father. But when we are Brahmins, the Brahmins are corporeal, aren't they? So, the father of the corporeal Brahmins will be corporeal as well. So, he is Prajapita. He is the father. And the elder brother, the one who stays ahead in the studies, is Brahma. So, he is Dada. So, it was said, the children should not be so strict. That they start beating someone to reform him. This is the task of the father. The Dharmaraj father can punish the children as well. The children should not be strict so that someone would be displeased because of this. If they are Brahmins, there is no harm in eating, etc. If you remain so strict, then how will they invite you? What? When you go somewhere for service and remain very strict, then they won't invite you at all the next time. So, do you just want to look at their faces?
Yes, honey.
It is not nice. Alright, remembrance, love and good morning from spiritual Baba Dada to the spiritual children. Om Shanti.
आज की वाणी है 14/10/68 की मुरली.
Today's vani is the murli dated 14/10/68.
पाठ नंबर के रजिस्टर में 105 पर.
Page number 105 in the register number 5.
Ruhani baap baith ruhani bachchon ko samjhate.
The spiritual father sits and explains to the spiritual children.
Ye vakya murli ke aadhi mein baar baar aata hai. Kya?
This sentence comes in the very beginning of the murlis again and again. What?
Ruhani baap samjhate hain aur ruhani bachchon ko samjhate hain.
The spiritual father explains and he explains to the spiritual children.
Jismani bachchon ko nahin samjhate.
He doesn't explain to the bodily children.
Na wo samajhne wale.
They are not going to understand either.
Abhi yahan tum bachche 15 minute pehle aakar baitho.
Now, you children come here and sit 15 minutes before.
15 minutes pehle? Kahe se 15 minutes pehle?
15 minutes before? 15 minutes before what?
Murli sunne se 15 minutes pehle, nahi?
Not 15 minutes before listening to the murli.
Yaad mein 15 minutes aake pehle baithe
the. You came here and sat 15 minutes before remembrance.
So baba iska matlab hai ki 15 se lekar ke 20 minutes kabhi kabhi kaun ghanta yaad mein baithe.
So it means that baba used to sit in remembrance for 15 to 20 minutes and sometimes for 45 minutes.
Is roop mein baba ne bataya abhi yahan aur to koi kaam nahi hai.
Baba said it in this way. Now, there is no other work here.
Baba ki yaad mein hi aakar baithte hu.
You come and sit only in the remembrance of the father.
Bhakti marg mein to baba ka paise koi ko hai nahi.
In the path of bhakti, devotion, nobody has the introduction of the father.
Yahan tumko baba ka paise milta
hai. Here, you receive the father's introduction.
Kahan?
Where?
Sangha mein hue.
In the conference age.
So, actually sangha mein wo kahan hai?
Where is the real conference age?
Sangha mein wo vastav mein purushottam sangha mein wo kahan kaha jaye? Kaun se sthan par purushottam sangha mein hue?
In reality, when should it be called the conference age, the elevated conference age? In which place is there the elevated confluence age? Purushottam confluence age, the time when the best actors among the human souls are revealed.
Madhubani ne hi sangha mein wo murli mein bataya hai.
It has been said in the murlis that the confluence age is in Madhuban itself.
Baki? Baki sentence mein?
And what about the remaining centers? Someone said something. Yes.
Yahan tumko baap ka parichay mila.
Here you have received the father's introduction.
Aur baap samjhate hain. Maa ko yaad kar.
And the father explains, remember me alone.
Yahan mana Madhuban.
Here means in Madhuban.
To jahan Madhuban hai wahan purushottam sangam mein tumko baap ka parichay mila.
So where there is Madhuban, you have received the father's introduction in the elevated conference age.
Isse parichay mila.
Through whom have you received the introduction?
Parichay kiske dwara mila?
Through whom did you receive the introduction?
Purushottam.
Through the Purushottam.
Jo purush arthat aatmao mein uttam hai.
The one who is the highest among purush, that is souls, that is the best soul actor among human souls.
Isliye murli mein bola hua hai.
For this reason it has been said in the murli,
next to God is Prajapita.
Next to God is Prajapita.
Next to God Shankar ko bhi bola.
Shankar has been said to be next to God as well. And Krishna has been said to be next to God too. So the father explains, now remember me alone. I will liberate you from all the sins. What does the one who explains say? I will release you from all the sins. I am the father of all of you children. By remembering the father, the inheritance should be remembered automatically. If the father is a millionaire, then where will the child's eyes be set? On the billions of rupees. If the father is a billionaire, the child's eyes will be fixed upon the billions of rupees. So here, the inheritance should be remembered automatically on remembering the father. What is the father here? The father is the creator of paradise. When he is the one who creates paradise, you should certainly receive the inheritance of it. When the father is the emperor of the world, then certainly you should receive the emperorship of the world from the father. Does the point of light become the sovereign of the world? The point of light doesn't become the sovereign of the world. So, on what will the children's eyes be set? For this reason, it has been said in the Murali, do you want the incorporeal inheritance from the incorporeal one? How will you receive the inheritance from the incorporeal one? You will receive the inheritance of the abode of liberation. If you remember only the incorporeal one, you will receive the inheritance of the abode of liberation. As for the rest, the inheritance of the emperorship of the world can't be received. So, the inheritance should be remembered automatically on remembering the father. You are not small children. What? You are not small children that you don't have the recognition of the father and the father's inheritance.
बड़े हो, समझदार हो। तो बाप के पास क्या प्रॉपर्टी है? उसकी तुमको पहचान है।
You are senior, you are intelligent, so you have the recognition of what property the father has.
बड़े लिखते हैं, 5 marks के हैं, 2 marks के हैं।
Although you write, we are 5 months old, 2 months old.
परंतु तुम्हारी कर्मेंद्रियां तो बड़ी हैं ना?
Your organs of action are mature, aren't they?
तो रूहानी बात समझाते हैं, यहाँ बाप और वर्ष की याद में बैठी है।
So the spiritual father explains, sit here in the remembrance of the father and the inheritance.
जानते हो हम नरसे नारायण बनने के लिए पुरुषार्थ कर रहे हैं।
You know, we are making Purusharth to become Narayan from an ordinary man, that is Nar.
बस स्वर्ग में जाने के लिए पुरुषार्थ कर रहे हैं।
और वी आर मेकिंग पुरुषार्थ टू गो टू पैराडाइज।
चलो लक्ष्मी नारायण जैसे नबी बन पाएंगे।
It's okay. Even if you are not able to become like Lakshmi and Narayan,
तो कम से कम स्वर्ग में जाने का तो पुरुषार्थ कर ही रहे हैं।
Then at least we are indeed making purusharth to go to paradise.
तो बच्चों को नोट करना चाहिए।
So the children should note it down.
हम यहाँ बैठे कितना समय बाप को याद किया?
How long did we remember the father while sitting here?
लिखने से बात समझ जाएगी।
The father will come to know when you write.
कौन सी बात लिखने से समझ जाएगी?
Which father will come to know through your writing?
अहंकार बात की बात कही जिससे बात लेना।
It was said about the corporeal father from whom you have to take the inheritance.
वो तुम्हारे लिखने से बात समझ जाएगी।
So the father will come to know through your writing.
पहले तो ये समझ जा रही है झूठा लिख रहा है कि सच्चा लिख रहा है।
फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल ही विल अंडरस्टैंड वेदर यू आर राइटिंग लाइज और वेदर यू आर राइटिंग द ट्रूथ।
क्यों?
व्हाई?
सारे पोतामेल की तालमेल देख करके
चेकिंग द कंसिस्टेंसी ऑफ द एंटायर पोतामेल।
तुम्हारी रोज की चलन देख करके
चेकिंग योर एवरीडे बिहेवियर।
पोतामेल का झूठा सच्चापन भी पता लग जाता है।
Falsehood and truthfulness in the pota mail can be known as well.
और दूसरी तरफ जब पता लग जाएगा कि तुम्हारा ऐसा पोता मेल है।
And on the other side, when he comes to know that your pota mail is like that,
तो समझ जाएंगे कि ये क्या पद पाने वाली।
He will understand what position you are going to obtain.
तो लिखने से बात समझ जाएगी।
So the father will come to know from what you write.
ऐसे नहीं सुकरीन सोल सिर्फ समझ जाएंगे लिखने से, तो जानता ही है।
It is not as if the supreme soul Shiv will come to know through what you write. He knows anyway.
लेकिन पोता मेल किसके लिए लिखा जाता है?
But for whom is the pota mail written?
साकार को जानने के लिए।
For the corporeal to know.
तो ऐसे नहीं कि बाप को मालूम पड़ता है। अरे कितना समय याद में रहते हैं।
So it is not that the father comes to know how long everyone remains in the remembrance.
वो हर एक अपने चार से समझ सकते हम कितना समय याद में बैठे।
Everyone can understand it from their chart for how long did we sit in remembrance.
बाप को बाप को याद करना है।
You have to remember the father.
बुद्धि कहाँ और तरफ है? चली तो नहीं गई। देखना।
You have to check whether your intellect went in some other direction.
ये भी बुद्धि में है। अभी बाबा आ रहे हैं।
This is in the intellect too that Baba will come now.
तो ये भी याद ठहरी ना।
So this is also remembrance, isn't it?
कहाँ से आ रहे हैं?
Where will he come from?
क्लास में। जब याद में बैठते हैं तो ये भी बुद्धि में रहता है कि अभी बाबा आएंगे।
When you sit in class in remembrance, the idea that Baba will come now also stays in the intellect.
तो अगर ये भी याद किया कि बाबा आएंगे क्लास में।
So if you also remember this that Baba will come to class,
तो ये भी तो याद ठहरी ना।
It is also remembrance, isn't it?
ये नहीं कहा कि बाप सुप्रीम सोल आ रही है।
It wasn't said the supreme soul father will come.
उसका तो आने जाने का पता ही नहीं चलता।
We do not come to know about his coming and going at all.
लेकिन बोला बाबा आएंगे।
But it was said बाबा will come.
मतलब साकार निराकार का मेल आएगा।
It means that the combination of the corporeal and the incorporeal will come.
तो ये भी याद ठहरी ना।
So even this is remembrance, isn't it?
कितना समय याद किया? वो चार्ट में सच सच लिखना पड़े।
You'll have to write it truthfully in the chart for how long you remembered.
झूठ लिखने से तो और ही पाप कर जाते।
You will be burdened with even more sins by writing lies.
याद आती रही किसी दूसरे देहधारी की।
You were remembering some other bodily being.
और ऐसे झूठ लिख दिया.
एंड यू सिंपली रोट लाइज.
तो और ही बोलना करेगा.
Then the burden will increase even more.
समझना चाहिए हम झूठा लिखा.
It should be understood. If I write lies,
तो सौ गुना पाप कर जाए.
Then sins will increase 100 times.
तो और ही नुकसान हो जाएगा.
So there will be even more loss.
इसलिए सत्य लिखना.
For this reason, you have to write the truth.
इसे तो अच्छा न लिखा होता तो ज्यादा अच्छा था.
You wrote lies. It would have been much better if you hadn't written it.
पोता मेल लिखा जाता है इसलिए कि हम सुधर जाए.
We write the pota mail so that we may reform.
और झूठा लिख दिया तो और ही ज्यादा पाप चढ़ गया.
And if we wrote lies, the sins increased even more.
इसलिए सत्य लिखना है.
That is why we have to write the truth.
जितना याद करेंगे उतना ही विकर्म विनाश होंगे.
The sins will be destroyed to the extent we remember.
और ये भी जानते हो हम नजदीक आते जाते हैं.
And you also know that we keep coming closer.
किसके नजदीक आते जाते हैं?
To whom do we keep coming closer?
हाँ, बाप के स्वभाव संस्कार के संकल्पों के नजदीक आते जाते हैं.
Yes. We keep coming closer to the character, the sanskars and the thoughts of the father.
Akhri, jab yaad puri ho jayegi, to fir hum baba ke paas chalenge.
Finally, when remembrance is complete, we will go to baba.
Baba ke paas kab chale jayegi?
When will we go to baba?
Jab yaad puri ho jayegi.
When remembrance is complete.
इसका मतलब अभी तो हम बाबा से दूर है ना.
इट मीन्स दैट वी आर फार फ्रॉम बाबा नाउ aren't we?
नहीं.
नो.
तो याद करने की दरकार ही नहीं.
सो देयर इज नो नीड टू रिमेम्बर एट ऑल.
दूर का मतलब सुबह के हिसाब से दूर.
अ स्टूडेंट इज सेइंग समथिंग.
जब याद पूरी हो जाएगी तो फिर हम बाबा के पास चले जाएंगे.
When remembrance is complete, we will go to Baba.
Param Dham chale jaye.
We will go to the supreme abode.
Lekin Murli ne bola hai ki Param Dham ko tum bachchon ko yahi isi shakti par utar lena
hai. But it is said in the Murli, you children have to bring the supreme abode down here to this very world.
Isi shakti par tum Param Dham ko utar lenge.
You will bring the supreme abode down to this very world. A student is saying at this place.
Isikane kampil mein.
Does at this place mean kampil?
So, jo tapasya sthali ka yaadgar hai.
So the memorial of the place of tapasya, that is the ardent ascetic yogic practice.
Kaunsa? Mount Abu.
Which one? Mount Abu.
Kampil mein bhi waise yaadgar hai, chota mota.
There are small memorials also in Kampil.
Aisi baat nahi ki Jain mandir yahan nahi hai.
It is not that there are no Jain temples here in Kampil.
Jaise bahar do mandir hain.
Just like there are two temples over there.
Ek upar wala hai ek niche wala.
One is above and one is below.
Ek kali murtiyon ka ek safed murtiyon ka.
One with black statues and one with white statues.
Aise yahan bhi नीचे वाला सफेद मूर्तियों का ऊपर वाला काली मूर्तियों का मंदिर है.
इन द सेम वे हियर दैट इज इन कंपिल एज वेल देयर इज अ टेंपल बिलो विथ व्हाइट स्टैचूज एंड वन अबव विथ ब्लैक स्टैचूज.
मूर्ति तो वही है.
द स्टैचूज आर द सेम.
दिलवाड़ा मंदिर कहा जाता है.
इट इज कॉल्ड दिलवाड़ा टेंपल.
है तो जैन मंदिर.
इट इज इंडीड द जैन टेंपल.
लेकिन वो बड़ा है और ये छोटा है.
But that one, that is in Mount Abu, is big and this one is small.
देखो वो ब्राड मधुवन है और ये मिनी मधुवन है.
it is because that one is the broad Madhuban and this one is the mini Madhuban.
So, aakhirin jab yaad puri ho jayegi.
So finally, when remembrance is complete,
so fir hum Baba ke paas chale jayenge.
We will go to Baba.
So Baba kahan ka vasi hai?
So which place is Baba the resident of?
Parakdham ka vasi.
He is the resident of the supreme abode.
Parakdham ka vasi ka matlab?
What is the meaning of the resident of the supreme abode? A student, the supreme abode is just here.
So fir abhi ye to mini ho gaya.
So now this one has become mini.
Paramdham to bade ke bada hota hai.
The supreme abode is the biggest.
So jahan atmik stage mein atmik stage mein rehne wale sare bachchon ka sangathan ikattha ho jaye.
So the place where the gathering of all the children in the soul conscious stage will be gathered,
usse kahenge baat kar.
It will be called the house of the father.
Wo mala to pehle banti hai.
That rosary, that is mala, is indeed made first.
Wo sangathan pehle banane ka purushart kiya jata hai.
The purushart to prepare that gathering is made first.
Jab baad mein band jata hai.
And later on, when it is prepared,
to ban jane ke baad transfer kahan hona hai?
After it is prepared, where does it have to be transferred?
Broad Madhuban.
To the broad Madhuban.
Wahi ka yaadgar hai.
The memorial is of that very place.
Paramdham mein jo upar aatmaen baithi hui hai teen log ke chitra mein.
In the picture of the three worlds, the souls who are seated above in the supreme abode,
wo dharm pitaon ka group alag hai apne apne dharmon par.
There are separate groups of the religious fathers belonging to their own religion. Side B.
To aakhirin wo sab wo time yaad dilaya.
Thus, finally, we were reminded of this time.
Aakhirin jab final paper ho jayega.
That finally, when the final paper is over,
to yaad puri ho jayegi.
The remembrance will be complete.
To hum Baba ke paas pahunch jayenge.
Then we will reach Baba.
Pahunch jane ka matlab?
To reach Baba means that.
To aao sansar ke aadhar par bhi, sankalpon ke aadhar par bhi, ek hokar hum Baba ke paas.
We will become one on the basis of the nature, the sanskars as well as the thoughts, and we will reach Baba.
Abhi Baba ke paas to hai.
Now we are with Baba.
Lekin abhi sankalpon mein samanta nahi.
But there is no similarity in the thoughts at the moment.
Jo baap ka sankalp wahi har lakshya ka sankalp ho, aisa abhi koi sangathan nahi.
Now there isn't any gathering where the thought of each child is the same as the thought of the father.
Baba ke paas chale jayenge.
We will go to Baba.
Fir to koi jitne duniya mein jaakar ke paas bajayenge.
Then some will immediately go to the new world and play their role.
Aur koi bahar hi baithe rahenge.
And some will remain sitting there.
Kya baat
hui? What is this?
Koi bahar kyon baithe rahenge?
Why will some remain sitting there?
Aur koi jhatne duniya mein jaake paas kyon bajayenge?
And why will some go immediately to the new world and play their role? A student, they are number wise.
Kis baat mein number wise?
In which subject are they number wise?
Aisi kya baat hai jo wo wahi baithe rahenge mukti dham mein?
What is the reason that some will remain sitting there in the supreme abode?
Aur dusre ja kar ke wahan nayi duniya mein swarg mein paat bajayenge?
And the others will go to the new world, heaven, and play their roles there? A student, according to Purusharth, is it Purusharth?
Jab baap ke paas paramdham mein pahunch gaye to baap hi Purusharth hai.
Are when they have reached the father in the supreme abode, do they have to make Purusharth there too? A student said, those who come late. Yes, certainly they are the seed souls of the other religions. So they would have to remain a bit more in the furnace close to the father. So that the color of the company would have more effect on them. And they would become strong in the ancient deity religion. So those who will attain the real stage of purity, then where will they be sent? To paradise. Where will paradise be located? The supreme abode will be in this very world. So where will be paradise? Students, here in the corporeal, just here. Here means? A student in Kampil.
Delhi.
Yes. Another student in Delhi. In Delhi. Yes. Are, have you come in your previous birth?
Dada ki umar to zyada ho gayi.
Dada, grandfather is old.
Kitni umar hogi?
To dada, how old are you?
Aapki umar to 50 saal se upar pahunch gayi hogi.
You must have reached the age above 50 to 60 years. For this reason, you are not able to grasp the point in your intellect. But he did catch the point quickly. But you too must have certainly been with Prajapita in the previous birth. Otherwise, you won't be able to catch so much knowledge. Alright. So, some will just remain seated over there. They will sit there in the supreme abode close to the father and will keep on burning. No thoughts will arise over there.
Yeah.
What?
Uh-huh.
Where? Students, in the supreme abode. Yes, over there in the supreme abode, no thought will arise. That certainly is the abode of liberation. Over there, you are liberated even from thoughts. It is a world detached from sorrow. You are making purusharth in order to go to the abode of happiness. The bad actions will be destroyed to the extent you remember, and you will go to the abode of peace. Those who remember very much will go very close. What was said?
Ibrahim Putra Christ ki atma utne nazdeek nahi hai.
Even in the supreme abode, the souls of Abraham, Buddha, Christ are not so close. But the souls of the ancient deity religion have been shown close. In reality, it is not a question of above.
जो देवी देवता सनातन धर्म की पक्की आत्माएं हैं कभी कन्वर्ट नहीं होती।
those who are the strong souls of the ancient deity religion who never convert,
वो बाप के नजदीक रहेंगे.
They will remain close to the father.
और जो यहाँ शूटिंग के पीरियड में देखने में आ रही है कि कन्वर्ट हो जाती है.
And those who here in the shooting period are seen to be converting, over there they will remain a bit.
कहाँ रहेंगे? थोड़ा दूर रहेंगे.
Where will they remain? They will remain a bit farther. A student is asking, Baba, does the destruction of the bad actions take place through the remembrance of the corporeal or the incorporeal? It doesn't take place through the remembrance of the corporeal. It does take place through the remembrance of the incorporeal.
लेकिन इतने नहीं होते जितने देवी देवता सनातन धर्म की जो भक्ति आत्माएं हैं उनके होंगे.
बट इट डजंट टेक प्लेस एज मच एज इट इज फॉर दोज हु आर स्ट्रॉन्ग सोल्स ऑफ द एंशिएंट डेटी रिलीजन.
सिर्फ निराकार को याद करेंगे तो विकट विनाश तो होंगे.
इफ यू रिमेम्बर ओनली द इनकॉर्पोरियल वन द बैड एक्शंस विल सर्टेनली बी डिस्ट्रॉयड.
जैसे इब्राहिम बुद्ध क्राइस्ट जो स्वर्ग में आते ही हैं.
Just like Abraham, Buddha, Christ, who don't come in paradise at all,
Treta mein aate hi nahi,
don't come in the silver age at all,
unke bhi vikarm to vinash honge.
Their bad actions will certainly be destroyed.
Lekin wo yaad kisko karenge?
But whom will they remember?
Bindu ko yaad karenge.
They will remember the point.
Lekin swarg mein nahi aayenge.
But they won't come in paradise.
Kyun? क्योंकि बिंदु की याद निरंतर स्थायी नहीं रह सकती.
Why? It is because the remembrance of the point can't remain continuous and stable.
और साकार में निराकार की याद स्थायी रह सकती.
And the remembrance of the incorporeal in the corporeal can remain stable.
क्योंकि 63 जन्मों की हमको आदत पड़ी हुई है किसको याद करने की.
It is because we have developed the habit for 63 births to remember whom? To remember the corporeal. This is why it will become easy and it will become continuous. That is why, because of becoming continuous and easy, due to the progress in Purusharth by leaps and bounds,
वो आत्माएं स्वर्ग की पहली सीढ़ी पर पहुंच सकेंगे.
Those souls will be able to reach the first step of paradise.
लेकिन सिर्फ निराकार बिंदु को खींच करके याद करने वाली आत्माएं द्वापर की पहली सीढ़ी तक तो पहुंच जाएंगी, पहुंच सकती हैं.
However, the souls remembering only the incorporeal point by pulling it will reach, rather it can reach up to the first step of the copper age. But they cannot enter paradise. The inheritance of liberation in life is received through Brahma.
Yeah.
What?
साकार के थ्रू मिलता है.
It is received through the corporeal one.
वरना जीवन मुक्ति का वर्षा मिल नहीं सकता.
Otherwise, the inheritance of liberation in life cannot be received.
तो अकेले साकार को याद करने से.
So, through remembering the corporeal alone,
जीवन मुक्ति हो सकती है.
Liberation in life can take place.
लेकिन फिर वो आत्माएं जो साकार को ही सिर्फ याद करेंगी.
But those souls who remember only the corporeal,
उनको माया बहुत खाएगी.
माया will trouble them a lot.
तो टिक नहीं सकेंगे.
So they won't be able to remain stable.
और जब टिक ही नहीं सकेंगे तो किया हुआ कर्म उसके साथ सारा.
And if they aren't able to remain stable at all the purusharth that they made will be wasted.
So, sirf saakar ko yaad karne mein
So there is a lot of danger in remembering the corporeal alone.
Yeah.
What? It is very dangerous. Those who remember a lot will come close. Their inculcation of knowledge will be good as well. There is only benefit in keeping the chart.
बाबा जानते हैं याद में न रहने के कारण उनको लिखने में लज्जा आती है.
बाबा नोस दे फील अशेम टू राइट बिकॉज ऑफ नॉट रिमेनिंग इन रिमेम्बरेंस.
इसलिए चार्ट नहीं लिखते.
फॉर दिस रीजन दे डोंट राइट द चार्ट.
उनको लज्जा आती रहती है कि बाबा क्या कहेंगे.
दे कीप फीलिंग अशेम्ड. What will Baba say?
कहीं मुरली में न सुनाए दे.
What if he says it somewhere in the मुरली?
मुरली में सुनाए देंगे.
He will say it in the मुरली.
बाप कहते हैं इसमें लज्जा की बात क्या है.
The father says, what is so shameful about it?
दिल अंदर हरे समझ सकते हैं. हम याद करते हैं भाई नहीं याद करते.
Everyone can understand in their hearts whether they remember or they don't remember.
कल्याणकारी बाप तो समझाते हैं.
The benevolent father himself explains.
नोट करते रहो तो इससे कल्याण होगा.
Keep noting, there will be benefit from this.
जब तक बाबा आवे इतना समय जो बैठे इसमें याद कितनी रहे.
How long did the remembrance last within the time that you sat until Baba came? Note only that much time.
Yeah.
What?
जब तक Baba आवे.
Until Baba comes.
कहाँ आवे?
Where does he come?
हाँ, जब तक Baba आवे, मानो एक घंटे के लिए आया.
A student is saying something. Yes, until Baba comes. Suppose he came for 1 hour.
तो इतना समय जो बैठे.
So during the time that you were sitting.
इसमें याद कितना रही बाबा की.
How much did you remember Baba?
और बाहर की दुनिया में बुद्धि कितनी भटकी.
And how long did the intellect wander in the outside world?
यानी दूसरे किसी देहधारी को कितना याद किया.
Meaning, how much did you remember some other bodily being? All right, if the intellect doesn't wander in the outside world. But you keep remembering some bodily being from among the children sitting in front of Baba.
और बाबा की मुरली में सो गए.
And you miss Baba's murli.
ये भी तो हो सकता है.
This is also possible.
तो चार्ट रखना चाहिए.
So you should keep the chart.
याद का चार्ट कैसे रहता है.
How is the chart of remembrance?
जब बाबा आते हैं तो चार्ट कैसे रहता है.
How is the chart of remembrance when Baba comes?
फर्क देखना चाहिए.
You should check the difference.
क्या फर्क देखना चाहिए.
What difference should you check?
इतने समय बाबा रहे और इतना समय हमने याद किया.
बाबा वॉज हियर फॉर दिस लॉन्ग एंड वी रिमेम्बर्ड फॉर दिस लॉन्ग.
तो कितना फर्क पड़ा, कितना अंतर पड़ गया.
सो हाउ मच डिफरेंस डिड इट मेक.
कुमार कुमारी की सगाई होती है तो दिल में एक दो की याद ठहर जाती है.
When a young boy and a young girl are engaged, the remembrance of one another sets in their hearts.
फिर शादी होने पे और ही याद पक्की हो जाती है.
Then after being married, the remembrance becomes even stronger.
लगाई हुई तो दिल में आता रहेगा.
When the engagement took place, it will keep coming in the heart repeatedly.
कि हम पति के घर जाएंगे और यह करेंगे.
I will go to the husband's house and I will do this.
तो याद ही ज्ञान मिला निश्चय तो हो गया.
Similarly, here too you received knowledge, you developed faith.
दूर बैठे भी
despite staying far away,
बिना फोटो देखे भी निश्चित हो जाता है.
Even without seeing the photo, you develop faith.
सगाई तो हो जाती है.
The engagement takes place.
लगन तो लग गई.
You developed attachment for sure.
Yeah.
What?
इसमती का टीका तो चल गया.
The tika of remembrance was applied.
संदेह का मिसाल दिया.
The example of a young girl was given.
कि कन्या के दिल में आता रहेगा कि हम पति के घर जा देंगे.
That it will keep coming repeatedly in the heart of the young girl. I will go to the husband's house.
यह यह करेंगे.
I will do this and this.
क्या दिल में आता रहेगा.
What will keep coming to her heart?
यह यह करेंगे.
I will do this and this.
तो ऐसे ही बच्चों के दिल में भी आना चाहिए. क्या?
So it should also come in the hearts of the children. What?
कि बाप को हमने पहचान लिया.
That we have recognized the father.
या जिस किसी भी संबंध से जान लिया, पहचान लिया.
Or through whichever relationship we have known him, recognized him.
तो उस संबंध की अनुभूति अब हम लेंगे.
Now we will experience that relationship.
वो कन्या तो चित्र तो पहले देखती नहीं.
That young girl doesn't see the photo before. In the Indian tradition, young girls didn't see the pictures of the future husband.
जब सगाई होती है तो उससे पहले तुरंत तो चित्र देखती नहीं है.
She doesn't see the photo just before the engagement takes place.
बिगड़ देखे समझ जाते हैं हमारी सगाई हुई.
Without having seen the photo, they consider that their engagement has taken place.
इतने समय के बाद हमारी शादी हो जाएगी.
After this much time, our marriage will take place.
एक बार देखा तो फिर वह सूरत भी अंदर छप जाएगी.
After seeing him once, the face also will be imprinted inside the intellect.
एक बार जब देख लेगी, जाना तो है ना ससुर.
When she sees him once, she certainly has to go to the house of the father-in-law.
तो जब पहुंच जाएगी, तो सूरत तो देखने में आएगी.
When she arrives there, she will certainly be able to see the face.
फिर क्या होगा? फिर वो दिल अंदर सूरत छप जाएगी.
What will happen then? Then that face will be imprinted in the heart.
अभी तुम बच्चे तो.
Now you children are.
तुम बच्चे कहते हो शिव बाबा हमारा बेहद का बाप है.
You children say Shiv Baba is our unlimited father.
तुम तो कहते हो शिव बाबा हमारा बेहद का बाप है.
You say Shiv Baba is our unlimited father.
मैंने देखा नहीं है परंतु बुद्धि से समझ सकते हो वह बाप ही है.
It doesn't matter that you haven't seen him, but you can understand through the intellect that he is certainly the father.
संबंध से न्यारा नहीं.
He is not beyond relationships.
क्या?
What?
संबंध से न्यारा नहीं है.
He is not beyond relationships.
मन से तो कहते हैं वह बेअंत है नाम रूप से न्यारा.
The human beings say he is endless, beyond name and form.
लेकिन उनको तो पता नहीं उसका तो नाम भी है और उसका रूप भी है.
But they don't know that he has a name as well as he has a form.
अच्छा फिर नाम रूप से न्यारा है तो पूजा क्यों करते हो?
All right. If he is beyond name and form, why do you worship him?
नाम रूप से न्यारे की पूजा कैसे हो सकती?
How can the worship of someone who is beyond name and form take place?
उसको तो याद किया जा सकता है.
He can be remembered.
बिंदु को क्या करेंगे?
What shall we do with the point?
बिंदु को तो याद कर सकते हैं.
We can remember the point.
अगर उसका नाम रूप है.
If he has a name and a form,
तो जरूर देखने में भी आएगा.
Then he will certainly be visible as well.
संबंध जुटेंगे.
then relationships will be formed. A student, there are visions of the name and the form. Yes.
अच्छा फिर पूजा क्यों करते हो? नाम रूप से न्यारा है. ऐसा कहते हो?
All right. Then why do you worship him when you say that he is beyond name and form?
उसको याद क्यों करते हो? नाम रूप से न्यारा. बेअंत तो कोई चीज होती नहीं.
Why do you remember him? There is nothing which is beyond name and form, which is endless.
अगर कोई चीज है.
If there is a thing.
Yeah.
What?
अगर कोई चीज़ी है, तो नाम रूप से न्यारी नहीं हो सकता.
If there is something, it can't be beyond name and form.
चीज़ तो साकार होगी ना.
The object will be in the corporeal, won't it?
जरूर चीज को देखा जाता है.
Certainly, the object is visible.
तब उसका वर्णन होता है.
Only then it is described.
अगर देखे ही नहीं तो उसका वर्णन नहीं हो सकता.
If it has not been seen at all, then it can't be described.
तो ज्योति किंतु शिव.
So, Shiv, the point of light.
वो भी किसी तन में प्रवेश करके आता है.
Does enter someone's body and come.
उसको देखा जाता है, समझा जाता है और फिर उसकी महिमा का वर्णन किया जाता.
He is seen, he is understood and then his greatness is described.
आकाश को भी देखते तो है ना.
You see the sky as well, don't you?
बेअंत कहने सके.
You can't call it endless.
भक्ति मार्ग में भगवान को याद करते हैं.
In the path of religious devotion, you remember God.
भगवान को बेअंत थोड़ी याद कहेंगे.
You won't say God to be endless.
बेअंत नाम रूप से न्यारा कहने से तो वह याद भी नहीं पड़ सकता.
Because of saying he is endless, beyond name and form, he can't be remembered either.
या अगर उसको बेअंत कहते हैं, नाम रूप से न्यारा कहते हैं, तो उसकी याद भी नहीं आ सकती.
What? If you call him endless, beyond name and form, then he couldn't be remembered either.
ये भगवान कहने से झट उनकी याद आती.
By saying, oh God, he is remembered immediately.
तो जरूर कोई चीज है.
Hence, certainly, he is something.
अभी तुमको मालूम पड़ा है, वो हम आत्माओं का बाप है.
Now you have come to know that he is the father of us souls.
आत्मा को भी जाना जाता है.
Even the soul is known.
देखा नहीं जा सकता.
It cannot be seen.
तो जब आत्मा को भी देखा नहीं जा सकता, तो परमात्मा को भी देखा नहीं जा सकता. लेकिन
So, if the soul cannot be seen, the supreme soul cannot be seen either.
लेकिन बुद्धि से समझा जाता है कि आत्मा एक प्रकार का पार्ट बजाने वाली है.
But it is understood through the intellect that the soul is the one playing this kind of role.
तब उसका वर्णन होता है.
Then it is described.
तो ऐसे ही परमात्मा भी.
The same is the case of the supreme soul too.
जैसे आत्माओं का वर्णन होता है, उसको एक्टिविटी को समझते हैं.
Just like the souls are described, their activities are understood.
ऐसे परमात्मा की भी एक्टिविटी को समझा जाता है, जाना जाता है.
In the same way, the activities of the supreme soul are understood as well. It is known.
लेकिन आत्मा को आंख से नहीं देखा जाता.
But the soul cannot be seen through the eyes.
सभी आत्माओं का एक ही बाप है.
There is only one father of all the souls.
उनको भी जाना जाता है.
He too is known.
तुम बच्चे जानते हो, वो बाप आकर के हमको पढ़ाते हैं.
You children know that the father comes and teaches us.
आगे ये मालूम नहीं था कि वो पढ़ाते भी हैं.
Before, we didn't know that he also teaches.
कृष्ण का नाम डाल दिया था.
The name of Krishna was inserted.
कब?
When? Students, in the copper age, now, in this birth, hasn't the name of Krishna been inserted? Yes, here too, in the shooting period, the name of Krishna, meaning the name of Brahma, was inserted. That only he is the one who teaches. Krishna can be seen through these eyes. But the father can only be understood through the third eye of the intellect. He can't be seen through these eyes. Krishna is seen through these eyes. It can't be said about him, endless, beyond name and form. About whom? About Krishna. Will Krishna ever say this? No. Will he ever say, remember me alone? Krishna can never say, remember me alone. Why? Because he too has to remember someone, then his soul also becomes pure. It is possible, isn't it? He won't be called Baba either. The mothers take Krishna in their lap, considering him a child. On the day of Janmashtami, birth of Krishna, they rob the baby Krishna. Is he always just small? Later on, they also make him do Ras Vilas. So, he must certainly have become a bit elder. Only then will he do Ras. Ras means what is called Ras. It is said for dance. And what is called Vilas? The very name is enjoyment of sensuous pleasures. Bhog Vilas. Is he the one with a black face or is he the one with a fair face? Someone said someone is certainly black while enjoying sensuous pleasures. While enjoying sensuous pleasures, someone is certainly black. You are intelligent for sure. You said it quickly. Then, did he grow older or what happened? Where did he go? No one knows this. He performed the Ras Vilas. Then he grew older. Or where he went, what happened, no one knows this. The second page. The body won't always be small, will it? So that he would remain a child forever? And would never become an adult? He won't always be small, will he?
कुछ भी ख्याल नहीं करते.
They don't think at all.
भक्ति मार्ग में कुछ भी ख्याल नहीं करते.
They don't think at all on the path of devotion.
ये पूजा आदि की रसम चली आती.
This tradition of worship and so on continues.
भक्ति की ऐसे ही पूजा करते रहते हैं बिना जाने समझे.
They simply keep on worshipping Krishna without knowing or understanding.
ज्ञान तो कोई नहीं है.
No one has the knowledge at all.
दिखाते हैं संत पुरी में जन्म लिया.
They show that he was born in the city of Kans.
जन्म कहाँ लिया? कंस पुरी में.
Where was he born? In the city of Kans.
अभी कंस पुरी की तो बात ही नहीं है.
Now there is no question of the city of Kans at all.
Abhi mane kab?
Now means when?
Mount Abu abhi kahenge.
Someone said something. At Mount Abu, will it be said now for Mount Abu? A student is saying something.
Abhi Kans Puri ki to baat hi nahi.
Now, it is not a question of the city of Kans at all.
Kans Puri to Kaliyug ko kaha jata hai.
The Iron Age is called the city of Kans.
Aur Kaliyug Puri Kaliyug ko kaha jata hai.
And the Golden Age is called the city of Krishna.
To Kans Puri ki baat to kharab.
So, the question of the city of Kans is over.
जन्म कहाँ होता है?
Where does the birth take place?
कंसपुरी में होता है या कृष्णपुरी में?
Does it take place in the city of Kans or in the city of Krishna?
शास्त्रों में जिस कृष्ण की यादगार है उसका वास्तव में जन्म कहाँ होता है?
Where does the birth of Krishna, whose memorial is in the scriptures, actually take place?
उसका जन्म तो कंसपुरी में होता है.
His birth takes place in the city of Kans.
द्वापर में जन्म होता है या सत्यपुर में जन्म होता है?
Does it take place in the Copper Age or does it take place in the Golden Age? A student said in the Copper Age.
कंसपुरी हुई या कृष्णपुरी हुई?
So, is it the city of Kans or is it the city of Krishna?
हाँ. तो अभी कंसपुरी की तो बात ही नहीं.
Students are saying something. Yes, so now there is no question of the city of Kans at all.
जब जन्म हुआ था तब हुआ था. अभी कंसपुरी की तो बात ही नहीं.
When the birth took place, it took place. Now there is no question of the city of Kans at all.
कोई कभी विचार नहीं करता है कृष्ण का क्या हुआ.
No one ever thinks what happened to Krishna.
भक्त लोग तो कह देते हैं कृष्ण आ गया हुजूर.
The devotees say that Krishna is present everywhere.
लोगों को स्नान भी कराते हैं खिलाते भी हैं.
Then they give him a bath and feed him as well.
अब खाने वाला और स्नान करने वाला आ गया हुजूर कहते हो.
Now, how will the one who eats and has a bath be present everywhere?
हर जगह व्यापक कैसे होगा?
How will he be omnipresent?
अभी वो खाता तो है नहीं.
Now, he doesn't eat.
कौन?
Who?
कृष्ण.
Krishna.
अभी वो खाता तो है नहीं लिखते हैं.
He doesn't eat now. They write.
हाँ नहीं रखते हैं मूर्ति के सामने और खुद ही खा जाते हैं.
No, they place food in front of the statue and they eat it themselves.
भूख लगाते हैं तो रखते हैं मूर्ति के सामने और खुद ही खा जाते हैं.
When they offer food, they place it in front of the statue and they eat it themselves.
ये भी भक्ति मार्ग सतत मार्ग.
This path of devotion became the path of cheaters.
मूर्ति के सामने सिर्फ रख देते हैं वो खाती नहीं है और खा जाते हैं खुद.
that they just place the food in front of the statue. It doesn't eat and they eat it themselves. They offer so much food to Srinath. He doesn't eat at all. A student is asking, it concerns the offered food, bhog, doesn't it? Yes, they offer so much food to Srinath. Student is saying something. Let one person speak. A student, he accepts. What does he accept? A student, the offered food. To accept means? That he took it, didn't he? Then, for what did he take it? Students are saying something. Yes.
रखते हैं मूर्ति के सामने और खुद ही खा जाते हैं.
They place the food in front of the statue and they eat it themselves.
जड़ मूर्ति होती है या चेतन मूर्ति होती है?
Is that a non-living statue or a living statue?
वो तो जड़ मूर्ति होती है.
That one is a non-living statue.
वो जड़ मूर्ति के सामने रखते हैं.
So they place the food in front of the non-living statue. So, the non-living statue cannot eat. Students are saying something. Feeling. But isn't this blind faith and veneration? Someone said it is. It is. Because it is a non-living statue. And if they meet him in the living form, will it be called blind faith? Will we call it blind faith and veneration if we understand it through the intellect that our meeting with that very soul is taking place through this body, this living body? We won't call it so. Hence, this is being said to explain this very difference. They place the food in front of the statue and they eat it themselves. This path of devotion became the path of cheaters. Placing food in front of the statue and eating it themselves. And if he is the living one, there is no question of the path of cheaters in it. They offer so much food to Srinath. He doesn't eat it. So, who eats it? The guides, Panda, the priests, Pujari and the devotees eat it away. They themselves eat it away. Your song is about it as well. The same happens in the worship of the devis, that is, the female deities as well. They feed the non-living statues of the devis. They don't eat it and the devotees themselves eat. Someone said something. Yes.
खुद ही देवियाँ बनाते हैं, उनकी पूजा आदि कर पैदा करते हैं, फिर डुबो देते
हैं. They themselves prepare the devis. They produce them after worshipping them and so on. Then they make them sink.
कपड़ा आदि जो पहनाते हैं वो फिर निकालते नहीं.
They don't take off the clothes, etc., with which they dress them.
उसको भी, कपड़ों को भी, गहनों को भी उसी के साथ डुबो देते.
They sink the clothes as well as the ornaments along with the statue of Devi.
यादगार कहाँ की?
Of when is it the memorial?
संगमित की यादगार.
It is the memorial of the confluence age.
अपने बीवी बच्चों को नहीं खिलाएंगे.
They, that is the devotees, won't feed their wife and children.
उन जल मूर्तियों को जिनमें कोई गुण नहीं उनको खिलाएंगे.
They will feed the non-living idols that have no virtues at all.
और आओ भगत करेंगे.
They welcome them a lot.
मकान भी बनाकर देते हैं.
They build houses and give them as well.
कपड़े भी अच्छे से अच्छे पहनाते हैं.
They dress them in the best clothes.
और फिर जब भगवान का पार्ट प्रत्यक्ष होता है.
And later on, when the role of God is revealed,
तो फिर उनको ले जाकर समुद्र में डुबो देते.
They take them and make them sink in the ocean. A student is asking about something.
सारी ये रस्म रिवाज सिर्फ अकेले भोग की क्या?
All the traditions, not just offering food alone. They sing them along with all the decorations.
Yeah.
What? They sing them in the decorated form. It is not that they take off their clothes and make them sink.
कपड़ों के साथ ही डुबो देते.
They sing them along with the clothes.
फिर वहाँ तो बहुत रहते हैं.
Then many people are present there.
जिसको जो हाथ आया वो उठाए.
Whoever comes across whatever, he picks it up.
Yeah.
What?
वहाँ हैं बहुत लेने वाले. हाँ, डुबोते समय.
There are many who take the things at the time of sinking.
So jisko jo haath aaya usne hathiyar liye.
Whoever comes across whatever, he grabs it.
Koi ko to saari dekhne mein aati ho.
Some might catch the sight of the entire statue.
Yani murti tootti phootti nahi hai.
It means that the statues do not break.
सारी की सारी देखने में आती.
The whole of it is visible.
कोई टूट फूट करके घूमती हो जाती होगी.
Some might also break and be lost.
टूट गई माने निश्चय उखड़ गया.
It broke up means her faith was uprooted.
उखड़ गया तो बिल्कुल घूमी हो जाती.
When it is uprooted, they completely become lost. Now, you have given up this worshipping in blind faith, etc. Now, you will not do such worship of any Devi in blind faith.
भक्ति मार्ग में ये देवियों की मूर्ति बनाते हैं.
You know that they make the statues of the devis in the path of devotion.
दुर्गा की बनाते हैं.
They make the statues of Durga, a goddess.
ये तो हमारी मम्मा है.
This is our mamma.
वो तो मूर्तियाँ बनाते हैं.
They make her statues.
मेरे मलाकरे होते हैं उनमें मूर्तियाँ बनाते रहते हैं.
They keep making statues during the fairs.
हम समझते हैं ये तो हमारी मम्मा है.
We understand that this is our mamma.
अभी तुमको पता पड़ा है ना?
Now you have come to know, haven't you?
अक्सर करके देवियों की पूजा होती है.
usually only the worship of the devis takes place.
नारायण की मूर्ति कब ऐसे नहीं बनाते होंगे?
They will never be making the statue of Narayan in this way.
Yeah?
What?
बनाने वाले जो मनुष्य हैं वो किसकी मूर्ति बनाते हैं?
Whose statue do the human beings who sing the statues make?
देवियों की मूर्ति बनाते हैं.
They make the statues of the devis.
नारायण की मूर्ति बनाना कोई मनुष्यों की बस की बात नहीं.
It is not within the reach of the human power to make the statue of Narayan.
नारायण की मूर्ति कौन बनाने वाला है?
Who is going to make the statue of Narayan?
कौन बनाता है?
Who makes it?
बाप स्वयं नारायण की मूर्ति बनाता है.
A student, the father himself makes the statue of Narayan.
उसे सिर्फ वो उसे सजाने वाला और कोई ज्ञान रत्नों से सजाने वाला और कोई है नहीं, वो भी सुप्रीम सोल.
There is no one else who decorates him with divine virtues, who decorates him with the jewels of knowledge. It is only the supreme soul.
देवियों की जाति पूजा होती है.
The most worship is of the devis alone.
लक्ष्मी और दुर्गा दोनों की बनाते हैं.
They make the statues of both Lakshmi and Durga.
बड़ी मन्ना भी है, यहाँ बैठी है ना? कौन?
The senior mother is also sitting here, isn't she? Who?
ब्रह्मा. जिसको ब्रह्मपुत्र या ब्रह्मपुत्री भी कहते हैं.
Brahma, who is also called Brahmaputra or Brahmaputri, that is the name of a river.
समझेंगे ना?
They will understand, won't they?
इस जन्म और भविष्य के रूप की पूजा कर रहे हैं.
That they are worshipping the form of this birth and the future births. What was said?
बड़ी मम्मा भी यहाँ बैठी हुई है.
The senior mother is sitting here as well.
जिसको ब्रह्मपुत्री या ब्रह्मपुत्रा कहते हैं.
The one who is called ब्रह्मपुत्री और ब्रह्मपुत्रा.
समझेंगे ना? इस जन्म और भविष्य के रूप की पूजा कर रहे हैं.
They will understand, won't they, that they are worshipping the form of this one and the future births.
किसके लिए समझेंगे? जो यहाँ बैठी है.
They will understand this for whom? For the one who is sitting here.
ऐसा wonderful drama.
It is such a wonderful drama.
ऐसी बातें शास्त्रों में तो आ नहीं सकती समझाने के लिए.
Such topics to explain cannot appear in the scriptures.
इन बातों का रहस्य तो बाप ही समझाते.
Only the father explains the secrets of these topics.
So, ये है practical activity.
So, this is the practical activity.
तुम बच्चों को अभी ज्ञान है.
Now, you children have knowledge.
इस बात का मक्की मार का भी तो ज्ञान मार का भी.
Of which subject? Of the path of bhakti and of the path of knowledge as well.
समझते हो सबसे जास्ती चित्र बनाते हैं आत्माओं
के. यू अंडरस्टैंड दैट द मोस्ट पिक्चर्स दे मेक आर द पिक्चर्स ऑफ सोल्स.
सबसे जास्ती चित्र किसके बनते हैं?
ऑफ होम आर द मोस्ट पिक्चर्स मेड?
आत्माओं के. कौन से चित्र हैं आत्माओं के?
ऑफ सोल्स. विच पिक्चर्स ऑफ द सोल्स आर देयर?
शालिग्राम.
द शालिग्राम. That is, small black rounded pebbles worshipped in the path of devotion.
Rudra yagi rachte hain to alag alag shaligram banate.
When they create the Rudra yagya, they make separate shaligrams.
Deviyon ki kabar lakh lakh chitra nahi banayenge.
They won't ever make the hundreds thousands of pictures of the devis.
Lekin shaligramon ke एक एक लाख चित्र बनाते.
बट दे मेक हंड्रेड थाउजेंड दैट इज 1 लाख पिक्चर्स ऑफ शालीग्राम्स.
यानी कौन कौन? लिंग बनाते हैं।
इट मीन्स दे मेक राउंड लिंगम्स।
वो तो जितने पुजारी होंगे उतनी ही देवियाँ बनाते होंगे।
दे विल बी मेकिंग एज मेनी देवीज एज द नंबर ऑफ वर्शिपर्स।
लेकिन रुद्र यज्ञ में लाखों की तादाद में शालिग्राम बनाते।
बट दे मेक हंड्रेड थाउजेंड्स ऑफ शालिग्राम्स इन द रुद्र यज्ञ।
देवियों के हर एक बना लेगा, एक एक ही बना लेगा।
If everyone makes a statue of a Devi, he will make just one statue.
वो एक ही टाइम पर लाख शालिग्राम बनाएगी।
They make 100,000 शालिग्राम्स at one time.
टाइम रुद्र यज्ञ।
Where in the Rudra Yagya?
उनका कोई फिक्स दिन नहीं होता।
There is no fixed day for making शालिग्राम्स।
उनके बनाने का कोई मुहूर्त आज नहीं होता है, वो शालिग्राम तो बनते ही रहते हैं।
There isn't any auspicious time etc. to make them. Shaligrams are made continuously.
और देवियों की पिक्चर कब बनाई?
And what about the pictures of the devis? When are they made?
जब नौ देवियों का दिन होते हैं तब।
They are made when there are the days, that is, the festival of the nine devis.
यानी उनकी खास समय पर पूजा होती है।
It means that they are worshipped at a special time.